from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Now a little pop up. Who's going to get it? Altuve is there, and the Astros win the series and hold on to the silver boot for an 8th consecutive season, taking the season series from the Rangers. The Astros winning the final two games, winning 6-4 today. That was a nice comeback in that series after a really tough first game loss.
Yeah, that was a tough first game loss, but the Astros, they get it back. They win yesterday afternoon. And it was a good day yesterday for the Astros. In fact, so good, Seth.
Ooh.
Have you heard the good news?
Oh.
Have you heard the good news? I have two bits of good news for you. One, Todd Kallas just touched on there. The silver boot is back, baby, for the 8th straight year. You can have your World Series championship, Rangers. We've got a couple of those already up here. Silver boot stays here, baby. And Astros back in first place.
Ooh.
The Mariners continue to wet themselves against the Detroit Tigers yesterday.
It's disgusting. That's fitting on a day where a pitcher named Urethra just couldn't contain the Astros, so they wet themselves with their urethra. That's exactly how you wet yourself, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're a medical expert, just like the medical expert that called Kyle Tucker a snowflake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
He called him a snowflake. Well, he called the injury a snowflake. Chandler Rome had a piece in The Athletic just an hour ago where he says the thing about these bone bruises is that they are truly like snowflakes.
Oh, okay. So he didn't call Kyle Tucker a snowflake for being out. He said that all these he's saying that each injury is different like a snowflake.
That was the fun I was having.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Sorry. It was 6:01 was too early to spring that
out. I know that people are going to hear that, and they're going to listen, and then they're going to go do something else. They're going to be like, you heard somebody call Kyle Tucker a snowflake
on
the internet?
That's right. Well, they called his bone bruise, which is part of Kyle Tucker. Yeah. These injuries are like snowflakes. Every case is a little bit different. So where the bats awakened, Yordan Alvarez almost punched a hole through the atmosphere. If you believe the atmosphere exists. But they almost punched a hole through the atmosphere with that home run.
That home run was like, for any other normal human being, that swing is like a line drive into the gap.
Yeah.
And Yordan, off the bat, it looked like a line drive into the gap, and the thing just kept going and going and going. That looks like it. That might be just a hard hit fly ball to center field. But you could hear in Callis's voice, like, that's got a chance.
And yeah, it did. It really looked, I was like, oh, man, because they didn't pitch to him in his first at bat.
Right.
And he got up there and he cranked that thing, and it sounded like it was hit hard. What was it, 117 miles per hour?
117. Second hardest of the StatCast era.
Oh, of a whole StatCast era?
So,
I thought it was of his. I thought it was his second hardest.
Maybe his second hardest of the StatCast era. Yeah, 117 is a that. That's
no snowflake.
No, he's not. That's a banger, man. 117, like that's smoke right there.
That's like the if it was a different launch angle, it would be kind of like that one up there where the orange seat is now on the third deck at Minute Maid.
Right,
that
right.
That was a hard hit baseball. It's close to a. Usually, it's an extreme exaggeration when they call something a line drive home run. Yeah, that felt like a line drive home run.
That was
a
line drive home run for sure. So the Astros win yesterday 6-4. I guess the Yordan's home run. Yordan's home run is a big story in so much as he hit a home run the day before also. So maybe one of these storms are coming now. You know how it is with Yordan. He goes through these spells where he doesn't hit any home runs. Somehow he manages to keep his OPS in the 900s through these dry spells that he had. Like, statistically, he's a remarkable player because he can go through 2 weeks where you're like, man, Yordan's been really quiet these couple of weeks. And yet you look at his stats and he's still like 6th in the league in batting average, 5th in the league in OPS. Like,
right.
You pointed this out a lot of times. Like, Yordan's bad spells are the equivalent of like an above average major leaguer. So the problem right now is that this team needs Super Yordan because of how the bottom of the order, and the bottom of the order was better yesterday. DiCenzo gave them a little boost yesterday, huh? Mm-hmm. A little 2-for-3 action and a walk yesterday. So hell, leave him in, you know, like let him keep playing. You're at the trial and error stage now with the 5-9 spots in the lineup. So do what you're going to do. But Yordan, big story. And then I think Kikuchi, again, for the second straight time, gives the Astros a. He gave them a solid enough outing. Like, you know, they probably paid a price, Seth, for Kikuchi, yeah. Where you're, you know, the price they paid for him in a normal market, you would be expecting Kikuchi to go 7 innings of 1-run ball. The fact of the matter is he's just not that guy. If this is the version of Kikuchi that they're getting each time out, I'm cool with this. This is like third or fourth starter on a championship contending team type stuff. He wasn't great yesterday. He gave up 2 runs in 5 1/3. His pitch count got up to 100. Bases got a little trafficky at some points in the game. But he was able to pitch out of it. He had the runner on third early in the game with nobody out, and he was able to pitch out of that. So he was fine, and he struck out 8 guys, and that's the other big thing with him.
And there is that part of it, too, where, look, you know, sometimes when you get a little bit of a tweak and a guy plays better, it's short-lived. We've seen that with Pena and his bat at times. Like, hey, he fixed his swing for now. But I think with Kikuchi, it doesn't matter how long it lasts because you got him for this year. And there might be enough of an element of them messing with his pitch selection and whatever little other tweaks they make that you get one of these very good runs that he's capable of going on.
Yeah.
But more than anything, you need him to spell the other guys. You need to be able to stretch out an extra rest day for Blanco or Hunter Brown at times over the course of these last 2 months. And then obviously when Justin Verlander comes back, you want to be very careful with him. I'm intrigued with Kikuchi, a strikeout artist, when it comes to playoff time, when you start getting into piggyback situations. Because,
yeah.
You know, if he can come in and just give you his absolute best stuff for 3 innings, that would be that might end up being epic in some moments.
It would. I'm now for that role to exist for him, Blanco needs to re-energize his trajectory a little bit. Because I think if Verlander comes back, we know that Verlander, they'll probably go with a 4-man rotation in the playoffs. Hopefully they've got 4 guys that can start at that point. But Verlander will for sure be one of those guys if he's healthy. Fromber will for sure be one of those guys. I think Hunter Brown has pitched his way into for sure, unless he collapses in August and September, he's one of those guys. Blanco, you know, the fact that Blanco has started to show some dents in the armor here. You know, Kikuchi's brand new to the team. Arrighetti, I think, is kind of on the outside looking in this whole thing. Like, there's a chance that if Blanco continues to kind of deteriorate a little bit, Kikuchi's going to be your fourth starter in this thing if he pitches the way he pitched yesterday. You know,
Blanco's given up 10 runs in his last 3 starts.
Yep.
Longest outing was 5 2/3 innings.
Yeah.
So as a lot of the annoyingly correct stat nerds had said at the All-Star break, that maybe part of the reason he didn't get a nod to the All-Star team was that all of his expected stats, yeah, all of the things that take luck out of it and everything else, looked like he hadn't had as magnificent a beginning as his ERA would suggest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yep. Okay. Text message. And see, this is why I clarified your joke about the snowflake thing. It's not because it wasn't a funny one-liner. It's because of texters like this.
What do you do?
Seven innings with only one run is what you expect from Kikuchi. So you expected a Cy Young pitcher? No. This is what I said. I said they paid a price for Kikuchi, where in a normal market in previous years, you would have expected they paid more for Kikuchi than the Astros paid for Verlander back in 2017 and last year.
Yeah,
you know.
Plus, sir, it was two runs, was it not? He left that runner on base.
No. Here's what I said. This is what I said 5 minutes ago. I said, I said the Astros paid a price for Kikuchi where you would they paid ace prices for him in what would have been like in previous years. They gave up for him where you'd be expecting to get like Greinke back in return. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just this year's market. The fact of the matter is what he gave the Astros yesterday is what my expectations are. You got to forget what they paid for him. Forget what they paid for him because they overpaid for him. What they got from him yesterday to me is the ceiling of what I expect. 5 1/3, 2 earned runs, some traffic on the bases, and I'm totally fine with it. So that's what I'm saying.
I guess I'm confused about even what's the text say again?
The text says that I was expecting seven innings of one run baseball from him, and that's not what I was expecting. I said that's the price they paid for him.
Yeah,
if this were any other year, they paid a lot for him.
Yeah, that snowflake's got to settle down. All right, the doctors, the orthopedic surgeons are calling you a snowflake.
But Seth, I just want you to know, as my co-host, and a hilarious co-host at that. That is why I felt. That's why sometimes I'm like, okay, so they can call him a snowflake because there's people like this that hear things.
Well, yeah, I know, but Sean, you can't play to the lowest common snowflake.
I know.
It's all right. You're going to take some bruises along the way,
I get it.
I mean, sure, I'm a guy that quit Twitter not because of the vile hatred or anything, but because I get so annoyed when people don't understand that a joke is a joke.
Yeah.
But still. I don't get upset when people like think that I'm making a racist or sexist joke or something inaccurately. It's like when they just don't understand that I'm joking.
Right.
There's too many. The problem with Twitter is there's so many idiots on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just like our snowflake listener there. There's so many idiots out there that it's impossible to detect what's sarcasm anymore.
Right. Because
you see these tweets and you're like, oh. This is just another idiot, when in fact it's somebody being sarcastic.
It's a tough world out there, man.
Ugh.
Tough world on those Twitter streets. So, you know what the other thing I thought about this game, real quick, and then we're going to get into the Texans in the next segment. We're going to see if Josh Allen is a snowflake in the next segment and see if he was asked if he misses Stephon Diggs. We're going to get into that in the next segment. The lineup yesterday, I was thinking about this as the Astros are actually going through some innings where they were, you know, scoring runs. They scored 6 runs yesterday. We should point that out. They might go, Seth, the situation is so bad with some of these spots in the lineup that they may have to go with a lineup more often now where Yordan is playing in the outfield as opposed to DHing. And they the lineup yesterday where they had Yiner as the DH and Caratini in there as the catcher, just to get more pop in the lineup, they might have to go with that more often. You know, so Yordan may have to play in the field a lot more in August and September so that Yiner can DH maybe half the time. And Caratini's OPS is almost 800. The OPS of the guys they're cycling through the outfield are Jake Myers, 683, Mauricio Dubon, 666, and Chaz, 574.
Dubon with the sign of the beast
the
out
Satan,
there.
The satanic OPS, yes.
Oh, that's a bad sign, Sean. He's got to get off of that now.
Yep.
So, look, I do think as bad as Dubon has been as of late, it's been worse than his average. Like it's been, I know you were kind of pounding on Dubon the other day, talking about how he's a garbage snowflake and all that. But it is like it's worth pointing out that this most recent slump has been way worse than what his career average is.
Not competitive. He's just, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's been really, like, but at the very least, like, I'm not trying to say this is the savior or anything. It as they've been in that offensive slump as a team, it's not going to be that bad all the time with Dubon.
No.
I say the old long lost dream of Yordan at first comes to fruition this last couple months.
No.
Just stick him out there at first,
dude,
damn it.
Keep DeCenzo out there, man. Can put him out there another day tomorrow. He was like, they're scratching two sticks together at this point in the back end of the lineup, you know? Like,
it was fun waiting to find out if his first hit was going to be actually scored a hit.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like it should be, but you never know.
It's like praying. Some like, come on.
Stupid, drunken scorekeeper decides that was an easy catch to make
right
in left field.
Yeah, I was thinking about they were showing his family too. I'm like, man, they're going way too crazy for a play that might not be a hit yet.
Yeah.
Gotta wait and see. It was hard contact though, so that was good. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're off and running on a Thursday. Texans back at it tomorrow. They're off today. They're traveling to Pittsburgh. Josh Allen was asked yesterday, does he miss Stephon Diggs? We're gonna play the answer. And then we're going to determine, does he miss Stephon Diggs? This is a relationship that we've got to dig into here. So we're going to do that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.